Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here, there, and everywhere. Jennifer's on the West Coast in Los Angeles. I am on the East Coast in suburban Boston. And down in New Jersey, Victoria is lurking on the seashore, looking for signs of what? We tease her because she lives in the same building as seismologist there. What's his name?
The Situation.
The Situation.
Just correcting the record here, no fake news on the DJV show. I don't tease her for that. I'm jealous.
I got it. Okay. Got it. So Jennifer is going to give us an overview. I have some comments. I want to do this as well, focusing on the plight of rural America, what's going on in America, and the political cast that has been, I think, set almost in stone by some of the players. So where are we going, Jennifer? You tell us first.
Well, I think it's important to point out that all four of us, even you, Ducky, living on a farm, we're all still pretty much a part of a big city. We're not, none of us would really be considered living in rural areas. But this story caught my attention because I live in California, and when I see the number of like 100,000 people in my city of Los Angeles who are living on the streets, I think to myself, we have the fifth largest economy on the planet. How in the world is it okay and acceptable for 100,000 plus people just in Southern California to be living on the streets? And it's not. And there are various reasons for it, and there's various fixes, and none of them are easy, and I acknowledge that, but it's like our elected politicians, at least in California, just throw up their hands and go, oh, well, maybe we'll tax increase to try to get more temporary housing. Well, that doesn't fix the problem. So this story caught my attention because, again, in the United States, where we are the richest country on the planet, more than 2 million people in the United States don't have running water, basic indoor plumbing, and the basic stuff that you need to carry on a meaningful life. This is a new report by... Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say a fulfilling life. How do you go to work? How do you contribute to your community if you can't even get drinking water or a shower? I mean, that's really,
Start
thinking about
ago.
How you prioritize your life. It's a good question. I mean, I guess they had wells. They had not running water, but they had access to water sources and things, right? Clean water.
Yeah.
2 million people, in any case, don't have basic indoor plumbing. They don't have running water. This new report is by the human rights nonprofit Dig Deep and the nonprofit U.S. Water Alliance. Race and poverty are key determinants of who has access to clean water and sanitation, according to this survey. They say Native Americans, and this is interesting, are 19 times more likely to lack indoor plumbing than their white counterparts, putting them in the worst spot of any racial group. And African Americans.
Surprises you how? How does that surprise you?
I don't know. It just does. Because we don't talk about Native American issues all that much anymore. We're always constantly talking about Hispanics or African Americans, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of African Americans and Latino households, they lack indoor plumbing at almost twice the rate of white households, according to the report. The United States, they say, is home to the most reliable water and wastewater systems on Earth, but many Americans believe access to this should be universal, but millions of what they say are the most vulnerable people in the country, low-income people in rural areas, people of color, tribal communities, immigrants, have fallen through the cracks. They lack access to safe water and sanitation. So I thought it's kind of interesting that we have a number on it. I mean, so often it's hard to count when people are really in impoverished areas. That's why in California, I always think that the problem is much bigger than they say, because how do you count people who are transient? How
you
do you count
it's
people
like you never,
who
don't know
have
what the real
the
unemployment numbers are? Or
absolutely.
People, no, you don't.
Right.
You have no idea. So this, what group is it that came up with these numbers?
This is called Dig Deep. It's a human rights nonprofit.
Is it a human rights group that only focuses on America, or does it focus on international
the circumstances?
I don't know. I know this study is specific to America, though.
Okay. So what I would like to do is have this group, this is not a criticism because I think they're right. There are a lot of situations in our country that most, because of the now the status of the so-called big media, I don't focus on, pay any attention to. And I think Mayor Pete is going to, I don't know if he's going to fix it, but he's going to change that reality. And so before I get to that, I want to talk about the Chinese, the Indians, the Africans, the situation in many places in South America where this thing. We just, because we're so advanced, because in a sense, I suppose, we exactly, we're spoiled. We take all of these things. We can sit on a toilet and flush it, and that's all you have to worry about. That's it, and it's all gone.
You ask why it's different than it used to be. It used to be that everybody was on the same playing field, basically. No one had access to these things,
right.
And so everybody worked through them together.
There are still outhouses.
They did it
in places in rural Nebraska, down in the south. These are an outhouse. I grew up on a farm. We had an outhouse on the manure pit. The outhouse. I tore a house down about 10 years ago. I took the outhouse off of the corner of the house, and I still have it sitting in the woods behind my barn. It's a three holder. And you know, you think about that stuff, and that's how it used to be. No, that's how it is in places in our country. But if you move around the world, you know, the Chinese, we got this thing going on with China, and if you understand how backward they are, how little they pay attention, other than the so what we can call the East Coast, Beijing, and the cities that are south and down the East Coast and on around to Hong Kong and those areas, okay, so they get all the attention. But if you go into central and western China, where basically it's a no man's land, they don't have any government, they don't have any law, they live or die by their own means, there's nothing there. Literally nothing. They don't have they have no electricity, they don't have anything. And if you go into places in India, rural India, it's the same thing. Everything floats down the Ganges from the interior, the rural interior of India. Everything floats. You think we have pollution here? You got to get a snapshot of what floats down the Ganges River, and then you go to Africa and you see some of these areas in Central Africa. Look at Victoria Falls. If you ever get to go there and see what comes over Victoria Falls, it's, you know, it's a whole, it's a different world, a different, it's like we're on a different planet in some of these places. So, one, I suppose you could have the conversation or the argument or whatever you want to have, that it ought to be the same everywhere, but it isn't, and I don't know how you would get it to be everywhere. I don't know what that requires. I know that we have lots of USAID money that goes to some of these places that tries to bring them educational opportunities and buildings and facilities and so forth, but you're just scraping, the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg. It just is amazing what is going on in rural everywhere, not just rural America. Now, let me go back to Mayor Pete. I found out how to pronounce his last name. I just refer to him now as Mayor Pete. That's it. Mayor Pete is shaking things up in a way that won't be really, I don't think the focus will get on it from the point of view that I'm going to focus on it until maybe next year sometime. You've heard me talk. I do a weekly program and a podcast called The American Family Farmer, and you can listen to it. It's a discussion of what's going on the family farm, food, and that sort of thing. The podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And in it, and I'm going to participate in a roundtable in Washington. I think it's a week. When is it, Carol? No, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think it is. At any rate, the focus is going to be on what's going on with the farms and why is it that Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, has gained as much as he has, the traction. Because the farmer in America has been, the Trump administration has lost. Jennifer may want to argue with me about this, but I don't know if there's any argument here. And I think the proof is how Mayor Pete is doing in Iowa. He's doing as well as he is because he's the only person who's talking about what's going on the family farm and with our food supply. The rest of them are all a bunch of, we talk about, you just mentioned we live in cities, most of us, we're not really associated with rural America. Well, this guy is talking to and about rural America and what's going on the family farms, and he's offering ideas and solutions. None of the other candidates are touching it because they don't know anything about it, and they don't think the American public cares. Well, I want to tell you something. What Mayor Pete understands, and what we all need to understand, is that the food supply is changing so quickly and so drastically, and part of it is the trade wars and what's happened. I mean, I think, frankly, that Trump has done the right thing to put China on notice and to put them actually on their heels, because they don't quite know how to deal with all of this stuff back and forth. But what it's done is hurt our agricultural production. So all of this money, and Pete's talking about this, the money that has come from you and me, the taxpayer, and what they borrowed to pay off the so-called family farmer, are great farmers. You know, that's the biggest load of crap. The people who are getting the money, and that's what Pete's talking about. The people in Iowa, they're getting this money. The people in Atlanta and Miami and Palm Beach that don't have
Manhattan,
any farms, they're getting all the dough.
Manhattan are getting some of this money.
Yeah,
if you're
right.
A cousin of someone who works for like a big ag company,
$250,000
for the money, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, 19 after on the DJB show.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask HomeAdvisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, HomeAdvisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor. The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton. And our best offer of the year is here. Get free works accessories with bike purchase. Limited time only.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is sponsored by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. In 2018, a motor vehicle was stolen every 42.2 seconds in the United States. Those thefts, when added together, resulted in a $6.3 billion loss. This level of theft has not been seen since 1967. Frank Scafidi, Public Affairs Director, National Insurance Crime Bureau, discusses tips to protect your vehicle.
Many thefts occur because owners forget to lock their cars or remove their keys or fobs, making it easy for thieves. Invest in a security device that is visible or audible, and consider installing a kill switch or fuel cutoff, because if your vehicle can't be started, it can't be stolen.
Lastly, invest in a tracking device that emits a signal to the police or to a monitoring station. Some systems employ telematics, which combine GPS and wireless technologies that will alert the owner if the vehicle has been moved and can be tracked via computer. To learn more safety tips, visit NICB.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Feeling called the blues. Old Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sat and sigh. Oh, that last long day she said.
Those of you who are not veterans of some of the influences musically of the early 20th century, will not recognize Hank Williams' voice. Early next year, country music legend Hank Williams is going to be the subject of a 6-CD collection which gathers a series of 144 performances from radio shows that he hosted about 70 years ago. Hank Williams, Pictures from Life's Other Side, the man and his music in rare photos and recordings, that's what the CD is, the collection is called, represents the complete rundown of Williams' performances, which consists of 15-minute broadcasts of a radio show that he hosted on WSM in 1951, where the Grand Ole Opry is. Sponsored by Mother's Best Flour Company, aired every weekday, a 15-minute broadcast, many of which were actually pre-recorded because of Williams' grueling tour schedule, mostly forgotten after the initial airings. But now, decades later, as the discs were being hauled to a dumpster, they were salvaged at the last minute, more than doubling the number of known recordings from one of the most important figures in 20th century American music. Countless Williams favorites, like Lovesick Blues, I Saw the Light, and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, are included. Many of the recordings. I wonder who's bringing these to the dumpster. Good God, who's responsible?
Probably
for that?
Maybe in a warehouse or in a storage unit, and people didn't know what was there. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to work in like an archival library, and we had a whole archive of tapes here. And I mean, it's literally most of the time people don't keep them in good condition. It's just a box full of old, cassettes or reels, and they're not labeled. And unless someone takes the time to go through and listen to it, they don't know what it is and just think it's trash. So they're lucky that somebody saved it.
Yeah, they are. Bob Kane's got a box full of old recordings of me. We ought to make sure those get thrown away. Could be history in the making here. Anyway, there's a song that he did, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, that Willie Nelson adopted later on, and it's one of his career-defining hits, I think. In addition to the recordings, the CDs are packaged in a slipcase accompanied by a 272-page hardbound book loaded with photographs. This would be great for any country fan, great coffee table book about his life and his career. And the guy died at, what, 30? Something, 37, 38?
Like, sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Slew of professional publicity stills are well part of the whole thing, well put together. His fellow Opry stars also included in the book. A foreword to the book of photos was contributed by Hank's daughter, Jet Williams. Hank Williams' Pictures from Life's Other Side, available February 7th, for those of you who are into that. Now, next up, Sam Hunt is arrested for driving under the influence. Remember that last week? Took to Twitter to let his fans know that he regrets his actions. Yeah. Wednesday night, I decided.
I like that he did that, though.
Yeah,
not everybody does that.
No.
I think that's pretty good.
I decided to drive myself home after drinking at a friend's show in Nashville. It was a poor and selfish decision. I apologize to everybody who was unknowingly put at risk and let down by it. Won't happen again.
The thing that makes me laugh is that he apologized for drinking at a show and then driving home. Yeah, he had open beer bottles in the car with him, so
yeah,
obviously
right.
He didn't stop before getting into the car.
Right. According
that
to police
report.
That was
just a go cup, Kara. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better.
He was driving going south in the northbound lane. Wow. Blood alcohol content of 0.173, which is, what, about 2.5 times the legal limit?
It's more than twice the legal limit, yeah. When you see his mugshot, he looked bombed at the police station. It's
like
crazy.
The pictures of Justin Timberlake that are floating around from last weekend. 28 after the hour. Just as fast as I can.
Black Friday week at Sprint is truly a magical time.
I know. I turned my iPhone 6S into this iPhone 11, which has an amazing all-new camera system.
It's true. Right now, when you trade in iPhone 6S or newer in any condition, seriously, any condition, you'll get the powerful new iPhone 11 for $0 a month on a Sprint Flex lease when you switch.
Yeah, an iPhone 6S or an iPhone 11. Or trade your beloved iPhone 7, your trusty iPhone 8, or the amazing iPhone 10.
Take them all to 11. Plus, with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself. But you don't just have to take my word for it. Try it out for 30 days and love it, or get your money back.
Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. iPhone 11, 64GB, $0 per month after $29.17 per month credit applied within 2 bills. Requires unlocked trade-in, 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, coverage and offer not available everywhere. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply. Guarantee applies to new line of service.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920-MACHINE.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When Congress returns from the Thanksgiving holiday, the ranking member of the House Intel Committee, California Republican Devin Nunes, says he plans to file a lawsuit against CNN and the Daily Beast for reporting he was working with Ukrainian leaders to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Nunes telling Fox it's the fake news story of the century. He says he will file two lawsuits, most likely in federal court. Meanwhile, in other developments, a federal judge ruling former White House counsel Don McGahn must testify on Capitol Hill. This ruling in response to a lawsuit filed by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee as the impeachment inquiry moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee when lawmakers return from the Thanksgiving break. That committee expected to draw up articles of impeachment against President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. All kinds of classified information, secrets galore here on the program. You'll be the first to know on your block all kinds of things, including Victoria is taking on some food news. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen, but then you probably knew that. You know all the players. So let's get started, Victoria. Where are we going? What direction in terms of food news do you have?
Well, we're going to talk about Bumblebee, and that is, of course, one of the U.S.'s oldest and best-known tuna brands. The company has actually been around for 120 years or something like that. It's a long, long history. But Bumblebee Tuna has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and they have issued a statement saying that their debt and assets are being acquired by a Taiwan-based fishery called FCF Fishery. And they've agreed to buy Bumblebee's assets for $925 million. And so that money will then be distributed to, against their debt and as they sort of shut down operations in the U.S., and then the Taiwan company will take over. But I'm not exactly sure what this means for the quality of the product, but I'm guessing you're going to tell us it's not good.
I'm going to tell you what this is more of this, the what we're missing in all of this stuff. About 2.5 years ago, the Chinese, and don't kid yourself. This company isn't a company. There's no company in China. It's the government. Communism and the thread of the idea controls all of the business assets. Whether a company may exist supposedly on its own, it still is controlled by the government. And make no mistake about this at all. This is the exact same thing that went on 2.5 years ago when the Chinese government took over Smithfield Pork Products, the largest processor of pork in the United States. They own it. They own the supply chain. They're taking the pork from America and bringing it to China, the good pork, feeding it to their people, and their substandard pork is coming to America and being used in Smithfield products. That's number one. Number two, do you want anything to do with the Chinese government controlling any of our sources of food supply? This is another example of the government lacking oversight for whatever the reason. This tuna plant, well, there are a number of plants, if you will, in our country. The one of the problems with Bumblebee and other tuna companies is they can't ensure that there isn't mercury in their product. And people are wising up to the fact that tuna is loaded with mercury thanks to all of the various problems. I mean, this is such a complicated web here. The pollution that is in our oceans and what these fish, the deep sea fish like tuna, are getting because of the mercury that's in the ocean. Anyway, but the public's getting wise to it, and so and Bumblebee hasn't really done anything to promote mercury less or whatever you want to call it, the tuna fish without mercury in it, as some of the other purveyors
have. I don't even know if they test for it.
Who knows what they're doing with it? They're trying to buy some of the smaller companies. The Chinese are in this country trying to buy up some of the smaller producers of chicken. So it's fish in the form of tuna, it's pork in the form of Smithfield, it's chicken with somebody. You wait and see. In 20 years, somebody will ring a bell and say, hey, I remember Stefan talking about that. Nobody else is talking about it. Nobody. So I say this to you.
Well, in this case, it's kind of odd why they would even want to spend $900 million. Because Bumblebee actually, they issued a report, or the agriculture department issued a report saying that tuna sales have actually dropped 42% over the last two decades. So why would you want to buy something that's
because
a diminishing
asset? Because they want a foothold American food supply, the food chain. Another food news story. The people of Polk County, Wisconsin, aware that their cheese knows no limits, they've decided to extend its use beyond pleasurable consumption. The county has started using liquid cheese brine in order to melt ice on the road. I thought this is kind of interesting. Instead of spending thousands of dollars it costs to dispose of cheese brine, Wisconsin puts the provolone and the mozzarella byproducts back to use by pouring them on the wintry roads. Wisconsin got a lot of icy roads. Rock salt is pricey and is not good for the cars, not good for the roads. Cheese brine, it's wasted anyway. The cheese brine technique is pretty effective when it comes to de-icing the roads. Speeds the melting of ice, helping the county to use less salt. The typical salt brine used on roads freezes at 6 below zero. Cheese brine doesn't freeze till 21 below. The cheesy snow removal is pretty interesting. They save Polk County $40,000 in rock salt costs. The potential problems like rodent attraction, cheesy odor, I guess roadkill, but I don't know, who's going to worry about that? Meanwhile, speaking of stories, fact that December 1st is coming up, it's World AIDS Day. I want to overview the situation with a couple of people who know a lot about it right after these words.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Research has shown that screen time has an effect on children's health. That's why the American Academy of Pediatrics announced new recommendations last fall for children's media use.
When you are sedentary, spending time in front of media, it displaces time that would otherwise be active time. So we worry about a known correlation between screen time, sedentary activity, and increases in body mass index for children of all ages.
For children 18 months and younger, pediatrician Nusheen Aminadine says the guidelines recommend no screen time. For kids between 18 months and 2 years of age,
that's where the finesse comes in a little bit. If parents want to use interactive apps or do something more with children, we found that there's a benefit to them watching with children and this is the key point, reteaching afterwards.
She says there has to be that interactive component. Otherwise, there is very little, if any, educational benefit. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with a couple of people who are very knowledgeable when it comes to the HIV situation. There's a new survey that has uncovered a lot of, I guess, misinformation and just lack of knowledge about HIV among millennials and those who belong to Generation Z. The HIV, well, let's talk about the results of the survey. Dr. Murray Penner is with us, Executive Director of the Prevention Access Campaign, and Dr. Peter Sklar, who's the Director of Clinical Research at Merck Research Laboratories. As I said, World AIDS Day is coming up the 1st of November next Monday, and we want to get an overview of all of this. So let's start with you, Dr. Sklar. Tell us the situation as it exists, the kind of research that's being done to work on this. Because I think a lot of people do think that the AIDS problem, at least in America, is over.
No, thanks. We really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you, Doug. And so Merck is very proud to have partnered with the Prevention Access Campaign on a new initiative known as Owning HIV, Young Adults, and the Fight Ahead. And what we're rolling out here today in coordination with World AIDS Day is the results from a first-of-its-kind survey that really took a look at the perceptions and beliefs about HIV amongst young adults, certainly a group within the U.S. that has a rising incidence of HIV infection at this point.
All right, so let's talk to Murray Penner. The Prevention Access Campaign is what? Just what is this, Mr. Penner?
So the Prevention Access Campaign is a organization that is focused on spreading the information about undetectable equals untransmittable. What that is some of the new advancements in science where if you are living with HIV and you take your medication daily, which you're required to do in order to be adherent, and you can suppress the virus in your body to such a low level that it can't be detected by most tests. And that's called undetectable. And if you are undetectable, you are untransmittable, meaning you do not transmit the virus to your sexual partners. And so it's a revolutionary advancement in science that really does help erase the stigma associated with HIV, which is something in our survey that we're talking about today, we found. We found a lot of the young people in this survey still have a lot of stigma related to HIV. In fact, a quarter of the HIV-negative millennials who responded to our survey indicated that they had avoided contact with somebody who is HIV positive, and a third of the individuals in our survey actually said in the future they would avoid social interaction with someone who is living with HIV. So there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, there's 1,600 people between the ages of 18 and 36 that were participating in this. So the level, the basic bottom line here, it looks like to me, Mr. Penner, is that the level of HIV knowledge among these people is pretty low. The amount of factual information is pretty low.
It is. We found some real knowledge gaps, and it's important that we change that. That's what this campaign is about. We are about making sure that we're disseminating information about HIV.
So go ahead. You wanted to talk for a second, Dr. Sklar? Go ahead.
Oh, no, sure. I just wanted to review one of the other areas that we picked up within the survey here. So in addition to surveying those who are living with HIV, and it reviews, you know, some of the facts related to adherence there, you know, half of that 1,600 patients were HIV-negative young adults. And certainly there was great concern amongst that group, with two-thirds of them actually ranking HIV as among the sexually transmitted diseases they were most concerned about. Yet there was really a disconnect, and it sort of shows where we need to do increased levels of knowledge spreading. But with two-thirds of them having that as a greatest concern, actually less than half of them took steps that could prevent them from getting HIV. Routine things like wearing condoms or actually taking PrEP as a medication, something you can take every day actually to prevent yourself from getting HIV.
Is this for people who are, when you say PrEP, that's something I'm guessing Merck is responsible for developing. Is this something that anybody or everybody should take that is worried about sexually transmitted diseases, or just for HIV?
Yeah, so it's actually not a product that Merck's specifically involved in. In fact, our interest here in the survey really goes back to our 30 years of being involved in the epidemic. But there are specific guidelines as to who should take PrEP.
And how do you find those? Where do we get more info on all of this stuff? Maybe let's send our listeners to some website where they get more info on this.
So you can go to owninghiv.com for more information about our campaign. There's information there about the survey results, and we will continue to be releasing more information on the results of the survey.
Well, I would think that this
today.
Yeah, this applies certainly as, again, December 1st is World AIDS Day. So congratulations, I guess, are in order for the work being done here. Dr. Peter Sklar from Merck and Murray Penner from the Prevention Action Campaign. 10 before the hour.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Money Pit Monday. We're having, I know what it is. You ought to look into this. There's a contest that the people who are in charge of Freddie Mercury's estate are doing to try to find somebody who can, in the karaoke fashion, sing like Freddie Mercury. What do you think? You and I have applied?
No, I don't think we have a chance.
We are the champions! All right. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. Great website. Here's one of our listeners, whose name is Carla. She's putting her house on the market, and she wants to know whether she should have a home inspection done before she lists it.
I think that's really smart because, Carla, what's going to happen is the potential home buyer is going to have an inspection done. And usually at that point, you've negotiated down to a number you're comfortable with. If it turns out that there's things wrong with your house, now you got to find more money to fix that up. If you figure out how the house appears in the eyes of a good professional inspector before you put it on the market, you're going to be able to negotiate from a position of knowledge and authority and avoid the surprises and have a better chance of selling your house.
Yeah, that sounds like very good advice. All right, Carla, take Tom's advice. Up next, Charles, who lives in Colorado, wants to know how hard it is to replace faucets on the bathroom and kitchen sinks. They don't have much skill, so can they do it themselves?
It's not a difficult project. I mean, a lot of times it's sort of plug and play when it comes to plumbing because usually the fixtures can be disassembled and reassembled. But I will say, Charles, that it is a rather difficult place to work. You know, if you've ever had to
behind the
work
walls
under a kitchen sink,
you've
got to kind of be a contortionist to get in there. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that would be worth having a plumber do.
All right. So there you go. Charles, you just got your advice. Brad listens in Delaware, had contractors smoothing some walls recently. I guess, what is that, plastering over some
plasterboard? Yeah, I guess spackle, yeah.
Yeah, he said he realized too late that they cleaned joint compound off their tools in his kitchen's
kitchen sink. Well, it was convenient. It was right there.
Very handy. Right, exactly. Yeah, love those guys. All right, so what does he do to fix that problem?
Well, I don't really think there's anything to worry about because that material is water soluble. Anyone that's ever had a leak knows that in their ceiling. So I think, you know, aside from just getting rid of the visible chunks that are left, it's not going to sit in your pipes indefinitely. It's going to basically melt away and go right
down. Maybe he can, run it down the garbage disposal and it's like ice is sharpening up the blades in the garbage. Yeah. You ever do that, by the way? Do you ever put ice down?
It's kind of silly. There are products that are good to put down disposals that will freshen them if they do get an odor.
Like,
but I don't. Yeah, I don't think ice does anything for it.
All right. So you have a name of some of these to help Uncle Dougie. I have my garbage disposal is not working well.
It's awfully stinky.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It doesn't chew the stove. You've got to leave it on forever and ever and ever.
Oh, well, that's not, you need a new disposer.
Well,
yeah, that's just not working right.
Well, let me try the stopgap measure first.
No, that's just to clean it. That's only for the odor, Doug. I think if that's the case, if it's not processing the waste, you are running water, right, when you do it?
Yeah.
Is it hot water or cold water?
It
doesn't matter. A lot of people think you ruin the disposer by not running water at the same time, but that's just not true. But you have to run it to move the waste through.
Out.
Hey, I want to give you guys one tip because Thanksgiving is coming up this week.
Yes.
There is one thing in your house you should never, ever clean right before Thanksgiving. Want to guess what it is?
It's
your oven.
Your oven. Ah.
Yeah. Because when you run your oven through the self-clean cycle, it puts it through a lot of stress. And if it's going to break, it'll break then. Because it doesn't run through that cycle very often, right? But maybe you're just being
No oven to cook the turkey.
Exactly. Hooray! It has happened. So, yeah, you don't want to
go to Boston Market. So, the Money Pit podcast now is available at moneypit.com. You can subscribe to it. Is that pretty easy? I can't imagine it's very difficult.
Yes, you can get it pretty much in any major podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn, whatever you like to listen to podcasts on, just Google the Money Pit Podcast or search in the search tool for those sites, and you can subscribe. You can enjoy the show at your convenience. Plus, you could still call us 24/7 with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio when you call, we will call you back the next time we are.
This is a recording. Please leave your question.
We have a team that's on 24/7 that answers these calls. There's so many.
Really?
Yep.
888-MONEYPIT. That's the number to call. You got a question, like maybe one of these questions or all these questions that came from listeners of this program, the same thing. You can call that number and they'll answer the questions for you. 888-MONEYPIT. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit radio program and the Money Pit podcast here on the DJV show at 59 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.